Chapter 5. A Missed Opportunity. Now the spirit took Scrooge into the town. It was Christmas time again, and the streets were full of people. The spirit stopped outside a warehouse.
"Do you know where we are?"
"Yes, yes. This is where I had my first employment," Scrooge said.
They went inside. An old gentleman was sitting behind such a high desk that, if he had been 2 inches taller, he would have knocked his head against the ceiling. Scrooge cried in great amazement,
"It's Old Fezziwig!"
Old Fezziwig put down his pen and looked up at the clock, which pointed to the hour of 7. He began to laugh and called,
"Ebenezer! Dick!"
Scrooge's former self, now a young man, came in with Dick.
"It's Dick Wilkin," said Scrooge to the spirit. "We worked together and were very good friends."
"No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer,"
Old Fezziwig said happily.
"Let's close up and have a party."
The two young men closed up the warehouse. Then a fiddler came in with his music book. Then in came Mrs. Fezziwig, the 3 Miss Fezziwigs, and the 6 young men whose hearts they broke. In came all the young men and women employed in the business, and all the servants from the house, and everyone Mr. Fezziwig did business with. Soon the dancing began, and then everyone stopped dancing to eat from the table on which there was every kind of food. Then there were more dances, and then there were games, and more dances, and more food. Everyone had the merriest time. When the clock struck 11, this party came to an end. Mr. and Mrs. Fezziwig stood on either side of the door and, shaking hands with every person as he or she went out, wished him or her a Merry Christmas. When everybody had gone, the 2 boys went to their beds at the back of the warehouse. There they talked about how generous Mr. Fezziwig was and what a good time everyone had. As Scrooge listened to them, he nodded his head in agreement. He remembered the party well, and how much he and everyone had enjoyed it.
"He did very little," said the spirit, "to make these people so grateful."
"It wasn't little," said Scrooge.
"He spent only a little money," said the spirit.
"It isn't that, spirit. He had the power to make us happy or unhappy, to make our work light or hard. His power was in his words and the way he looked at us. The happiness he gave was as great as if it cost a fortune."
Now Scrooge was suddenly sad again.
"What is the matter?" asked the spirit.
"Nothing," said Scrooge.
"Something, I think," the spirit said.
"It's just that I should like to be able to say a word or two to my clerk, that's all," Scrooge said.
Now Scrooge and the spirit stood side by side outside the warehouse.
"I have only a little time left," the spirit said. "We must be quick."
Immediately, Scrooge saw himself again. Now he was older, but not old. He was a man at the best time of his life. He was not alone. By his side sat a beautiful young woman. She was crying.
"I know," she said, "that you do not love me."
"But I do," Scrooge replied.
"But you love gold more," the young woman said.
"There is nothing worse in this world than being poor," Scrooge told her.
"There is nothing wrong with wanting to be rich. We agreed to marry when we were both young and poor," the young woman said.
"My feelings for you have not changed."
"But you have changed. You are not as you were."
"I was just a boy.
We change as we grow older and wiser.
Your own feelings tell you that you were not what you were, she returned. I am she who promised happiness when we both wanted the same things. But we are miserable now that we do not. I think you should marry someone else, a girl who will bring money to your marriage.
Have I ever asked you to let me go? To marry someone else? Scrooge demanded.
In words? No, never.
How then?
By the way you have changed in yourself, she replied. I hope you will be happy in the kind of life you have chosen.
With these words, she left him.
Spirit, said Scrooge, show me no more. Why are you torturing me?
I have one more time to show you, exclaimed the spirit.
No more, cried Scrooge. No more. I don't wish to see it. Show me no more.
But the spirit held his arms and made him look at what happened next. Immediately they were in another place. It was not a large room, but it was comfortable. Near to the winter fire sat a beautiful young girl, so much like the last one that Scrooge believed it was the same, until he saw her, now a middle-aged woman, sitting opposite her daughter. There was a lot of noise in this room because there seemed to be children everywhere. The mother and daughter laughed happily, enjoying the children's games. There was now a knocking on the door. It opened and in came the father carrying boxes and boxes of Christmas presents for his family. The children ran towards him and climbed all over him as they looked for their presents. The room was full of laughter and happiness. Scrooge looked on carefully as the father sat down with his wife and daughter and put his arms around them as he sat with them at his own fireside. When Scrooge thought that such a young woman would have called him father if he had married her mother, he was deeply sad. "Belle," said the husband, turning to his wife with a smile, "I saw an old friend of yours this afternoon."
"Who was it?" asked Belle.
"Guess," exclaimed her husband. "How can I? I don't know," she added in the same breath, laughing as he laughed.
"Mr. Scrooge?"
Mr. Scrooge it was. I passed his office window, and as it was not shut up, and he had a candle inside, I could see him easily. His partner is very ill and near death, I hear. Scrooge sat there alone, quite alone in the world, I do believe.
Spirit, said Scrooge in a broken voice, remove me from this place.
I told you, these were the shadows of the things that have been, said the spirit. Do not blame me for them.
Take me away, Scrooge exclaimed. I cannot bear it. Stop torturing me.
The spirit moved away until Scrooge was alone. He was back to his bed. Tired and saddened by what he had seen, he fell asleep.